This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Sure, it would be helpful to have a business degree to understand the details surrounding our region's power grid operator's most recent maneuver. PJM Interconnection's annual capacity auction took place earlier this month. It involved a deep look at power needs and energy availability, and even faced a legal complaint. In the end, this auction affects our wallets. From WHYY's Climate Desk, senior reporter Susan Phillips joins us to explain. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
This is the biggest power auction in the U.S. held by grid operator PJM Interconnection, a network of transmission and distribution lines, substations, and other infrastructure that delivers electricity to 13 states and the District of Columbia. It includes a large concentration of data centers. Susan, what happens at this auction?
So the auction takes place every year in July to ensure enough power supply is available to meet peak electricity demand, which usually occurs during the hottest or coldest days of the year. Basically, power plants bid a price that they say they need to generate enough energy to supply the grid on those peak days, like this week, for example, when we had back-to-back days in the upper 90s. Think of it a bit like an insurance plan. It guarantees supply when it's most needed and avoids blackouts. Power producers, you know, gas plants, coal plants, solar, wind, get paid for this future commitment.
The latest capacity auction was conducted this month for the timeline that includes, I guess, June of 2026 into May of 2027. The auction reached the maximum price allowed by price cap. Let's get into the weeds for a few seconds on this part of the story.
Yeah, so let's back up a bit. Our electricity bills include both the actual electricity and the distribution, or the cost of sending it to our homes and businesses. That part is taken care of by a utility like PECO, for example, or Delmarva. They have a monopoly on distribution. So if you live in Philly and the suburbs, PECO sends electricity to your home. In most of Delaware, it's Delmarva. So because it's a monopoly, it's regulated by the State Public Utility Commission. Any distribution rate hikes have to be approved by the state. So in Pennsylvania, that's the PUC. In New Jersey, it's the Board of Public Utilities. And in Delaware, it's called the Public Service Commission. So that's a totally different process when the utilities want to increase rates. And that accounts for about 20 to 30% of your bill. And it's important to note that those went up in 2024, and they could probably go up again next year.
PJM's yearly auction is totally different. This is the wholesale price on the marketplace.
Yes, and it's not a monopoly, right? There are a lot of different power plants sending power to the grid. There's natural gas, nuclear, coal, wind, and solar. So since it's not a monopoly, those costs don't come under state oversight. Now, the capacity auction, which may be a small percent of the total cost of the actual electricity that we pay, if it jumps really high, it can have a big impact on what your bill ends up being.
And that's what happened last year.
Right. So it was a record-breaking auction last year where capacity prices jumped by 568% compared to the year before, higher than they ever have. So that resulted in a 10% increase for PECO customers, for example, over 2 years. And this June, the average PECO bill jumped about $8 a month. But for others, the jump was much higher, could have been 30 or 40%. And this is also happening in New Jersey and Delaware as well. And it's important to note that it's on top of other parts of the electric bill that are rising. So it all adds up.
Why did it jump so high?
Because of a shrinking gap between supply and demand. Primarily, the demand is from new data centers and AI, which takes an enormous amount of energy to operate. AI is much more power hungry than your typical internet search. And because there just weren't enough new sources of energy coming onto the grid.
And this caused an outcry, specifically from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
That's right. Shapiro sued PJM. He filed a complaint with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in which he said it was one of the largest wealth transfers in the history of energy supply. And that ended up in a settlement where PJM agreed to cap the auction price this year. And so the auction hit that cap. this year, but, you know, it was still 22% higher than last year's auction. But without the cap, PJM said it would have gone higher. So the move by Shapiro saved about 67 million ratepayers throughout the Mid-Atlantic billions of dollars.
So bills will rise again next year because of this issue over supply and demand.
Yes. I mean, this auction is going to result in another increase next June by up to 5%, according to PJM. But again, it depends on where you live and what utility serves you. In Pennsylvania, this means $2 to $5 more per month on top of existing rate hikes.
So, Susan, this market-based system is supposed to encourage the building of new supplies. Why has that not happened?
So critics, which includes environmentalists and, it's important to note, a bipartisan group of governors, blame PJM. They say the grid operator drags its feet on approving new sources to the grid and that there's a backlog, specifically with renewables like solar and wind projects. The renewables have increased in this year's auction as a percentage of the supply, but it's still in the single digits. And, you know, most of the energy on our grid comes from natural gas plants, which can be unreliable, especially in extremely cold weather.
And how is this impacting residents?
So shutoffs are going up and are expected to rise. Since June of this year, shutoffs in Pennsylvania increased 38% compared to this time last year.
What's next?
There's been lots of calls for reform. Governor Shapiro threatened to take Pennsylvania out of PJM, but I'm not sure how that would work or what the impact would be. One thing that happened this year was a lack of new demand response from the auction. And that's the flip side of paying to insure generation. What demand response does is it pays customers to use less electricity. And that's something that some say could work if more customers took advantage of it. But also, I think working through the backlog of bringing new sources onto the grid would help a lot.
I would like to get paid for not using electricity. I'm pretty frugal.
I think you can. You should ask PECO about how to do that.
Well, from WHYY's Climate Desk, Senior Reporter Susan Phillips, thanks for joining in today.
You're welcome.